1 second, just finishing something up. I'm coming. Hey, how can I? Oh my God, what happened? No, it's okay. Come on. Come inside. Just you sit. Your brother's not here. Let me call him. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Fuck, his phone's off. I think he's at work still. Hey, shit. What happened? Oh, sweetie. I'm so sorry. I always thought your boyfriend was kind of an ass, but to leave you like this on the side of the road, honey. Do you want to borrow some of my clothes, maybe? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Here. Let's go to the laundry. It's brand new, fresh. Yeah, here you go. No. What? Sorry. I just don't know how to handle this. What exactly did that asshole say? I mean, the two of you have been fighting lately, but to leave you on the side of the road and... Oh, honey. Did he really shame you for how you're dressed? Jesus Christ. I mean, where were you guys going? The grocery store? What was the... Sorry, yeah, you don't want rational right now. That dude is a fucking asshole. No. Do not apologize. No. Not to him, and also not to me. It's okay. We'll buy you new clothes to replace the ones you tore up. We'll take care of everything. You know, it's gonna be okay. I promise. Yeah. I can give you a hug here. Come on. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. None of what he said is true, believe me. It's all right. Yes, I mean it. Yes, of course. I'm not just saying things. You are absolutely beautiful, and I've seen you in this outfit, that outfit, before, and it looked amazing. You were always the hottest one in the room when you wore it. Yes, I noticed these things. I'd be roommates with your brother, but that doesn't mean I don't see how absolutely gorgeous his sister is. Besides, you've come over plenty. We're friends. I wouldn't lie to a friend. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Just rest your head on my chest. It's all right. I know it's tough. But it's okay. It's all right. Look at me. We're just going to hang out. Right? Good. Come on. On the couch with you. Let's watch something. Just put some background noise on, right? All right. What do you want to watch? Movie? TV show? You know, I don't think they have I Don't Care on Netflix, but I'll look for it. Look, when your brother gets home, we'll all... Actually, I'll probably just leave and let you talk to him. Well, I figured I could stay, but this feels like something the two of you should be talking about, right? I mean, he's your brother. He's gonna want you to be okay. What do you want my opinion for? I mean, I'm just some dude. Well, yes, we're friends. Yes, we are. I said that and I meant it. We are friends. But what on earth do you need my opinion for? Oh my God. You're incredibly pretty. I've said that already. Yes, I mean it. I think you are absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah. Yes, you can tell me anything. I'm flattered you think that about me. I mean, I can't say I've gotten complimented too much recently by a beautiful woman, but your brother would kind of freak out if he knew we were on the couch, you know, admitting that we both think we're really fucking attractive. Yeah. Yeah, I called him. Why? No, he didn't. It just went straight to voicemail. He leaves his phone off when he's at work. Yeah, yes, he still works downtown. You know this, right? Hey. It's okay. But if he comes home, like, I don't want him to see you laying on me like this. Or, you know, talking like this. Well, yeah, he won't be home for 30 minutes, but... I said I would help to carry you. Okay, fine. You know what you need? You know what I always think gives me a lot of clarity? Come on, hear me out. An orgasm. I find that an orgasm helps me feel a lot better. And I don't want you to do anything that you might regret later. So, why don't you come for me? Or you, come for you. And I'll help somehow. In a way that you're comfortable with, of course. No, I know you're not. No, hey. I know you don't need to be babied. I'm not saying that. I want to be a rebound, and I don't want anyone to think that... No, I'm not ashamed of you. No. Hey, stop that. Hey. You have nothing to think about from that asshole. None of those words he said mean anything fucking at all. Are we clear? You are absolutely fucking gorgeous, and don't forget it. I'm serious. I don't want to hear shit like that ever again. I'm not beautiful. You know that that's a lie, and he was just saying that to get under your skin. In fact, hold still. No. You stay right there. I'm just getting something. Relax. Come on. Now then, what did he say? He said I wasn't as pretty as I thought I was. What a fucking asshole. Okay, anyways, look, that is just a blatant lie. That is not true whatsoever. So what are we going to do to make you remember that? Come on, lift up my shirt a little. Yep, right above your knee. I want you to take this pen and I want you to write something for me. Come on. I am beautiful. See? Come on. Write it out, underline it, make it all pretty. See? Now it's on your body. And you wrote it. Which means it is way more tangible than whatever fucking stupid words that asshole said. Right? Right. Now, other leg. I want you to write something that makes you feel hot. That's right. The other one is how beautiful and pretty you are. How you should feel wonderful in your own skin. And on this other knee, I want you to write something that makes you feel sexy. Hell, you can even write, I feel sexy and I am sexy. There we go. Good girl. What? Was it the good girl thing that made you blush? Yes, yes it was, wasn't it? Well, you want to keep being good, right? And we don't want to do anything that your brother might find out about. I don't want to be a rebound, but maybe you could keep being good and do as you're told for a little bit. You don't need to think about that asshole. You can just pleasure yourself. And I'll help a little. How does that sound? All right. Now, lift up that comically sized t-shirt and spread your legs for me. No, no, no. You don't have to take your panties off just yet. It's okay. Yes, I said just yet. You know, they're gonna have to come off if I'm really gonna help you feel better. Come on now. Spread for me. Fuck. You do look good in my shirt, I'm not gonna lie. Anyways, no, this is about you. This is about you, not me. Go ahead. Touch yourself. Come on. Touch yourself. Just rub nice and gently. However you enjoy it. Atta girl. You want to hear me say it again, don't you? Well, I want you to say, I am beautiful. Good girl. Say it again. Good girl. Now, read the other one. Come on now. There we go. Good girl. You like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Good girl. How many different ways do you like me to say it? Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. You like all those, don't you? See, everything that he said is fucking bullshit. You are an absolutely fucking stunning, sexy, beautiful, good girl. Now then, go ahead. Rub a little harder, grind a little more. Pleasure yourself for me. Come on now. There we go. And I don't want you to come until you're told. I mean it. No coming. You're gonna be a good girl. And come when I tell you to, aren't you? Oh, what a shame that your fucking ex couldn't get it through his head that he had the hottest, most wonderful person in the whole fucking city. And that all he had to do to keep her happy was tell her how to come and call her a good girl. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You're doing so, so well. Atta girl. Oh, I love just how wet this makes you. You like wearing my clothes and touching yourself in front of me, don't you? Uh-huh. It shows. A little wet spot is growing by the second. Every time I say the magic phrase, you get a little wetter and a little more desperate, don't you? It feels good to be told and reminded that you are an incredible human being. Feels good everywhere, doesn't it? Well then, let's get you out of the rest of your clothes. Uh-huh. Slip them over your ass. Come on, panties off. Ah-da-da. Slowly. There we go. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes, I'm distracted. It's a beautiful woman sitting on my couch with her legs spread, touching herself for me. How could I not? Just a beautiful woman? What do you mean? Oh, wait a second. I get it. No, no. We need to go a little further before I call you that one more time. Come on now. There we go. You're starting to get it. Keep touching yourself for me. Nice and slow, but use lots of pressure for me. Just like that. You're doing so well at following all of my fucking instructions. You know what that makes you, don't you? A good girl. A good girl for me. A good girl that deserves pleasure. A good girl who looks so fucking sexy sitting on my couch. A good girl who's absolutely beautiful while she fucks herself silly. A good girl that is deserving of all that praise that goes right to your fucking clit, doesn't it? Every time you hear me call you it, I see that little leg twitch. I see you roll your eyes just a little bit. You love being called a good girl, don't you? It's okay. It's okay to admit it. But if I'm going to keep saying it, I need to hear you say it too. What are you? Oh, yes, you are a good girl. Again. Oh, fuck. Now then, while you do this, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want you to answer them, no stopping. Do you understand? I think you'll figure out our game quite quickly. Now then, if you touch yourself when I tell you to, and follow all of my instructions so perfectly, what does that make you? That's right, a good girl. Next question. If you leave that loser ex in the dust, never call him again, and fuck yourself senseless on this couch feeling the best orgasm of your fucking life, what does that make you? Yes, a good girl. That's right. Oh, you're starting to get the hang of this game. Just a couple more questions, though. If you were to start rubbing yourself even fucking harder and fucking yourself desperately in front of me, begging for me to say those two words even one more time, what would that make you? That's right, you'd be a good girl. Now, one last question for a good girl. When I start to give you this countdown and tell you exactly when to come, and you feel all that pressure build up and release at the same time while screaming, I'm a good girl, what does that make you? Yes, that's right. It makes you a good fucking girl. Now then, let's make sure that you get to feel that way. Are you ready to come for me? Are you ready to scream at the top of your lungs exactly what the fuck you are? Come on. Oh, yes, just like that. Fuck yourself harder. Come on now. We're running out of time. Your brother's going to be home soon, and it would be an absolute shame if we didn't get to say it one last time. Oh, yes, atta girl, baby. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good girl. Oh, good girl. You're a good girl, baby. Oh, you're such a good girl for me. Oh, fuck. God, a girl, such a beautiful, pretty girl. A good girl deserves to come fucking scream it at the top of your lungs. Oh, yes, that's right. You're a good fucking girl. Look at me. Good girl. Hey, pass me that marker from earlier. Oh, come on. I know you're tired, but pass me the marker. Come on. After you pass it to me, you can just lay there. We have a few minutes before we have to get worried. Thank you. Now then, what were we calling you just now? Say it for me one more time. Just jog my memory a little. That's right, a good girl. So why don't we write that on you? What do we think? Right on your thigh next to I am beautiful. Good girl. Think that's enough? You know, I don't. Lift up my shirt a little bit. Come on. Let's just write this right here on your tummy. Good girl. Oh, even better. Makes your sexy tummy even sexier. Now then, give me your arm. Oh, come on, give me your arm. Now roll up that sleeve a little bit. When your brother comes by, just remember, we gotta keep this a secret. But let's write it a couple more times. Good girl. Well, it'd make no sense if you were uneven, would it? No, I don't think so. Give me your other arm. Come on. Come on, other arm. Good girl. Now then, we should definitely do it a couple more times on the legs, don't you think? Here. Good girl. And then one down here. Good girl. Come on, just a couple more. Good girl. There we go. Hey, come on. Gotta make sure you remember, don't we? Here. One more. I want you to write it on yourself, okay? Wherever you want. I want you to write good girl for me. Come on. There we go. Good girl. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? Well then. I think your brother's probably well on his way home. And the whole place smells like sex. And we need to make sure that we get you some of my sweatpants before he sees your naked ass all over his apartment. Come on. Let's get up. Yes. I can say it one last time. Good girl.